I'm pretty sure some of them can tell some, share some stories about homelessness themselves and talk about the importance of getting good, important funding. And also the friendship centers. Friendship centers are always a great source for these youth to go to, for Native women to go to, Native men to go to. So stay tuned for that. Native Solidarity News, I am signing out. This is Young Forever. This is Jay-Z and Mr. Hudson. This is I got this off of YouTube. So you listen to Native Solidarity News. McGwich, my brothers and sisters, Soul Perspectives is coming up next.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And yes, it's me again. How I missed you, listeners. I have been away for quite some time. My name is Fleur, if this is the first time you've heard Are You Aware? For all my old-time listeners, I have been down under in the spiritual homeland for the last 2 months. I don't want to make you guys jealous in the north, but I pretty much was at the beach most of the time. But I was also listening to a lot of tracks. So I'm very happy to be back in the driver's seat, so to speak. We should have our other host in the studio in a matter of minutes, maybe in about 30 minutes. Mr. Christian will be sitting in the passenger seat tonight, which I'm very excited about because the two of us haven't been in the studio for about 3 months. And I want to give a huge, huge thank you to Marcus, who has literally taken over the reins and run with the show over the last, say, 6 weeks, I think, and done an absolute marvellous job. So I really want to put a shout out to him and say thank you so much for all your hard work. You really flew the Are You Aware flag very high and very loud while we were away. We've got a jam-packed show. There's a lot of stuff to get through. We just started up there with the Agrolites. I chose them to start up the show for two reasons. One, because Christian and I, to celebrate our return to the studio together, are actually going to see the Agrolites tonight. They're playing at the venue downtown, so if you guys are not doing anything, you should head on down because it's going to be a great show. And also because it's so damn cold outside, I thought I'd start off with some like low-key calypso ska music to get you guys reminiscent of summer and looking forward to what I'm sure to be a really great summer coming up in the next couple of months. And I'm a bit nostalgic about my southern summer. I had to give up to come back. No, I wanted to come back. It was not a give up at all. It was a joy to come back. Anyway, if that was the first time you've heard the Agrolites, they're a reggae ska band from Los Angeles, and they formed in about 2002. They're described as dirty reggae, which is a fusion of reggae and soul, which I think they showed quite well in that track. Their new album, Rugged Road, is actually going to be out on LP and digital February 22nd. So in a couple of weeks, you can download it. And then on CD on March 22nd, if you want the real thing in your hands. If you haven't checked out the Agrolites before, one of my favourite albums, ska albums, is theirs, which is called Reggae Hit LA. It's a lot different to what you've just heard. It's more upbeat and a little bit more ska-y over calypso style, but really, really wicked. And as you guys know, if you've been listeners here for a long time, we Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say profiles artists that take the route of positive action over apathy. We profile the artists that are either got a really cool, positive social justice message to their music or that who have been involved in philanthropic endeavours. Now, the Agrolites actually played a festival last year down in California. It's called the Pacific Festival OC's Launch Party Weekend. And the launch party supported My Ocean. This is a really cool non-profit dedicated to preserving Orange County's coastline. They focus on applying pretty cool business approaches to curb the harmful effects of urban runoff pollution and to preserve the Orange County's 42 miles of coastline. And, I mean, that can be applied to any coastline. Vancouver has a huge urban runoff pollution problem, I'm sure. It's pretty cool what they have on their website when I was doing some looking around. According to the latest report from the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy, urban runoff pollution is one of the most serious impacts on ocean and coastal areas and is destroying the qualities that draw people to the coast. So, I mean, I'm sure, like most of you out there, you love the coast and the ocean. And if you want to know more about these guys, they do some pretty cool things around helping reduce urban runoff pollution through measurable end-of-pipe projects, natural treatment solutions, and research programs, as well as upstream prevention and watershed education programs. So there are, I mean, it's down in Orange County, but I'm sure they have a sister organization somewhere up here. It's a pretty cool website to go and check out. It's www.myocean.org. But I'm going to keep the music running because, you know, that's what you're listening for, not only my dulcet tones. The next band, I was just listening to my iPod the other day and this came on and I was just like, damn, I haven't heard these guys for a few years and this is such a good song. I've chosen Fleet Foxes. I'm going to sort of make it a little low-key to start off the show, but we are going to spam you with some pretty fun dance music coming up in a little while, and some stuff from Australia. I brought some sweet musical treats back with me for you guys to check out, because I was thinking about you listeners out there while I was down in Australia and trying to find some pretty wicked stuff to bring back. If you haven't heard of the Fleet Foxes, they're from Seattle. They're an indie folk band. They've been involved in a bunch of stuff, including a charity auction for Crafts for a Cause. Crafts for a Cause enlists artists to design and decorate various merchandise items, and then they sell them. And they usually go to different relief efforts. And the most recent one that they've been doing and still focusing on is the Haiti Relief Project. We're going to talk more about Haiti later in the show, because it's been 1 year since the terrible earthquake that hit the nation and shattered the country. But in the meantime, I'm going to let Fleet Foxes do their best. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
She left a week to roam, your protector's coming home. Keep your secrets with you, girl, safe from the outside. You walk along the stream, your head caught in a waking dream. Your protector
SAS, Sexual Assault Support Center, offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I've received text message that Christian is on his way. So fear not, we will be together again like old times. I can't believe it's been 3 months pretty much since the two of us have actually sat in this studio. I don't know my past from my present tense. So at the start of that set, like I said, we had Fleet Foxes with their song Your Protector from their self-titled album a few years ago. And in the middle, there was a little gem from New Zealand. The band's called the Phoenix Foundation. They've been around for quite some time now, but are getting a lot of press down under. You know what? I never say that when I'm back in Australia. It's only when I'm up here for you guys. I was actually directed to them last week by a friend of mine, and I really, really like that song. And I found, for any of you MacGyver shows, MacGyver fans out there, they actually took their name from the fictional organisation that was on that show. So that's a little bit of tidbit. I mean, most of the time, Are You Aware? We tell you about, you know, the issues and what artists have been involved in, but sometimes we like to mix it up with some really superfluous and, you know, unimportant information out there. Buffalo was released, that's the name of the song and the album, and it was released in New Zealand last April, and the early reviews in Europe have been very strong, with the Guardian newspaper in UK giving the album a 5-star rating this January. So hopefully that we'll hear more about the Phoenix Foundation. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's probably the first time they've been played on community radio stations in Vancouver and maybe even in Canada. So not only do you get information, but you also get firsts here in Are You Aware? But maybe I'll be proven wrong when someone emails us in and says, no, we've been playing the Phoenix Foundation for years. At the end there was Iron and Wine, which is it's kind of a alias, I guess, about for Samuel Beam, who is an American singer-songwriter. I'm pretty sure he's from Portland, Oregon, but don't write that down because I'm not that sure. Eek, I haven't done my research. He has released 4 studio albums and several EPs and singles. He occasionally tours with a full band, but mostly he's on his own. And he's also contributed a song, Stolen House Die, to the AIDS benefit album Dark Was the Night, produced by Red Hot Organization. And Christian and I, that's one of our favourites because we do find a lot of artists have been involved with that. The Red Hot Organization has been going for a number of years, putting out compilation CDs on various genres of music, not just indie music. They have, what do they have? They have like a salsa CD and things like that. And all the funds that they raise through their sales goes to different aid service organisations around the world. He's playing Sasquatch this year, which is kind of cool. That's on May 28th at the Gorge in George in Washington. So that's about an hour and a half east of Seattle, and I have the actual Sasquatch, the first list of the lineup. There's going to be more to come. It's actually Sasquatch's 10-year anniversary. If you've never been to Sasquatch Music Festival, I would suggest going because it's one of the... I've been to a few music festivals in my time, and I have to say it was one of my favourite festivals I've ever been there. The vibe was really cool, and it's absolutely stunning. I mean, being able to sit there and watch some of your favourite bands with this beautiful mini Grand Canyon behind you is just phenomenal. And the main stage is an open stage, so you get to see the whole scenery. Some other pretty cool bands that are going to be playing at Sasquatch, and our Are You Aware favourites are The Flaming Lips, which is pretty cool, The Decemberists, Modest Mouse, Iron and Wine, of course, Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings, who we love to death. There's also a few bands that we're playing later on in the show, so I'll give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what's coming. Matt and Kim and Deer Hunter, they're also playing, and we're playing them tonight. Chaos, Canadian favourite Chaos, is playing. Aloe Black, I haven't actually checked him out, but I've heard really good things about him, so I will probably try and bring something in for next week for you guys. Das is playing. Who else is playing? There's so many, it's just too difficult. Oh, Rat-a-tat-tat, that's a pretty cool one. Cold War Kids. And then, of course, the main guys are Foo Fighters and Wilco and Death Cab for Cutie. But we're going to actually take it away from the chill vibe and spruce it up a little bit, so to speak. There's some Australian accent for you, even though it's probably really thick right now. This is a band which we've played a few times on the show. They're called Hot Chip. They're an English electropop band. They've released about four studio albums. One Night Stand was released last year, and The Observer called it a great big oral hug of a record. Hot Chip have done some pretty cool stuff with Survival International. We've talked about those guys before. They contributed a song to the called Babongo Tribe Remix, and that was for a charity album. Survival International focuses on supporting Indigenous tribes people around the world, and especially ones that have just sort of come into Western world or civilized world, so to speak. So they make sure that there's education and advocacy campaigns for those people so that they don't get oppressed or taken advantage of. So this is a little bit of funky dance music for you guys for the next little couple of songs. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
piano universe. You can dance, you can dance, you can dance.
I'm Ava Markvoort of New Westminster raised awareness for cystic fibrosis and became the subject of an award-winning documentary. Celebrate her life at the 65 Red Roses Benefit Concert, February 11th at Massey Theatre. Featuring Dan Mangan, Hannah Georges, and the Zolas, all proceeds will benefit the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit MasseyTheatre.com or cfvancouver.ca.
If you need me for the stars, there's something I'd ever love.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I made it into the studio.
You did. Yeah, that was so that was good.
caught a couple tunes on the way in. Sounding good, Flair.
Thanks. It was a little touch and go when I first got in here.
It's good to see you, by the way.
Yeah, it's good to see you, buddy. We've only really seen each other at the Super Bowl for about 10 minutes, and
yeah,
that was it.
Fresh off vacation.
I know, and I don't look like I've had one.
Speaking of Australian vacations.
Nice segue.
Yeah, that's the last band, Miami Horror. That was one of their tracks called Holidays. They're from Melbourne, Australia. Or how would you say that?
Melbourne.
There you go.
Not Melbourne.
Can't help it. It's my Canadian-ness.
That's okay.
Yes.
We'll forgive you.
An electropop act from Melbourne. Australia.
Please don't do that
with
ever
the disco
again.
House throwback style. New album Illumination, which that track was off, was delivered after 2 years of teeth cutting live shows. So great sound. They've had an escalating wave of buzz that's made the group we'd call them, I guess, blog darlings all over the world. And they've opened up for some great bands, including Phoenix, Friendly Fires, LaRue, and Lily Allen.
Yeah, and they, Christian knows about this because I go on and on and on about it every year, but they actually made it into the Triple J Hottest 100, which is, I think I've talked to you guys about Triple J before. It's a national radio show that really focuses on supporting independent music all around the country in Australia and across the world. And every year they have a vote of the hottest 100 independent songs that you guys, well, not you guys here, but you guys in Australia, like. Well, you can vote anywhere around the world because of the wonderful internet. They get around 1.2 million votes each year for the last 4 or 5 years from people in Australia and around the world. So Miami Horror actually got on the Triple J Hottest 100, which is a pretty esteemed, you know.
I remember listening to it. Was it last year or the year before?
Oh, at my house?
One or the other, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool countdown. Where did they factor in this year?
They were, I think, around, like, in the top 50, definitely in the top 50. I can't remember exactly. If you go to Triple J and click on Hottest 100, you can actually listen to the whole 100 songs, which is kind of cool.
Is that just Australian music, or is it?
No, it's international. Tegan and Sarah actually got in at 99 last year, so for one of their songs.
Actually, I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, a lot of Canadian bands get in there. Chaos has been in there before and stuff like that. So
awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And I guess you guys have all heard, and I'm sure Christians and I have talked about it via email, and I know that Marcus mentioned it when he was on the show, but an Australian state, Queensland, was devastated by floods earlier this year, where pretty much three quarters of the state was underwater, including the capital city, which was Brisbane, which being down there in Australia was a pretty horrific thing to watch. It's pretty much the third biggest city in Australia after Melbourne and Sydney, and just seeing it become a total ghost town was pretty shocking to watch. But a lot of people have rallied around the Queenslanders, including, I think, the second day after the flood peaked, there was over 7,000 people that had gone up to volunteer, which was a pretty cool thing. My friend that lived in Australia said that, you know, even though it was a devastating thing, he's from Canada, he loved seeing the photos that were coming out of Australia, because there was a lot of tongue-in-cheek photos where people were, you know, Australians are very good at laughing in the face of adversity, and he said one of his favourite photos was of a restaurant where the water was, like, up to the middle way, sort of where the doorway was, and they had a sign saying excellent river views on the front.
I guess sometimes you have to have a sense of humour about things.
You really
especially
do.
When things, you know, reach that level of devastation.
Yeah, so the country's gone to hell in a handbasket with the environmental scene over there right now, but not only bands, but also record labels have been really, and, you know, the whole country has been rallying around Queensland to help it rebuild. So EMI, which is an Australian record label, has trawled its office for exclusive signed items that money just can't buy. And all the money's going to the Premier's flood relief, which is for the Queensland floods. Included in some of this stuff was limited edition signed air vinyl box sets, mounted posters from the likes of Robbie Williams. Who else, Raddy?
What do we got here? Jet, the Cat Empire, who's an amazing Australian band. Eliza Doolittle, Miami Horror, obviously, who we just heard. Keith Urban. So some big names. Some vinyl from Hot Chip, who we played earlier on the show, Arcade Fire, and Massive Attack as well. So.
Yeah, if you want to know more about I'm not sure if the eBay auction's still going on, but you can definitely donate to the Premier's Flood Relief because, I guess the only way I can describe how big Queensland is how someone told me, Hillary Clinton was describing it to the Americans as saying it's twice the size of Texas.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah, pretty much French and Germany combined. Wow. So, it was pretty full on.
Before that, we had a Canadian artist, Chili Gonzalez, with You Can Dance off of his album called Ivory Tower. Grammy-nominated Canadian musician. He actually currently resides in Paris, France. Probably best known for his Grammy-nominated production work and songwriting collaborations with Feist on her album. Or acclaimed albums, Let It Die and The Reminder. He's also worked with such notables as Bjork, Peaches, Jamie Liddell, Buck 65 as well. And the latest album, Ivory Tower, produced by Boys Noize. And there apparently a film released alongside that album as well.
Yeah, so that's just come out, and it's actually, last year it came out, and yeah, there's going to be a film with it as well. And I was telling Christian, one of the funniest video clips I've ever seen for that song, basically it's a...
Can people YouTube it?
Oh, can totally YouTube it. I would totally go down...
I haven't seen it yet, but I think I'm going
to
check it out.
You totally have to. It's paying homage to Benny Hill, so to speak. There's a lots of shaking booties and boobs in that, so if you like the booty and the boobs, go check it out.
I am a male.
I know. We're promoting soft porn here at RUWare. Yes. Rock on.
What do we got coming up next?
We've got Interpol's latest album, self-titled, which is interesting seeing as they've been around for quite some time. This was released in September 2010, and they've done some charity auction stuff in 2007 for the Sweet Relief Musician Fund. What's that about, Ratty?
They've been assisting ill, injured, or elderly musicians since 1994 with the cost of alternative and traditional medical treatments and with expenses for basic needs. So find out more about that at www.sweetrelief.org. And here is Barricade from Interpol on Are You Aware?
Oh, When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Copyright. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
And all our hopes and all our friends.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver with Christian and Fleur.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. That was Ra Ra Riot with Boy from their latest album called The Orchard. They're an American indie rock band from Syracuse, New York. They released their second album, that album, on August 24th of 2010.
I'm so glad you said the name of that place because I had absolutely no idea.
You know, I got you covered. I know,
you got my back, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And they support something we've talked about a number of times on the show, but not very recently. They should support the Yellow Bird Project. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? You should.
You're funny.
You're on.
I'm on. No pressure, no pressure. Yeah, the Yellow Bird Project is an initiative out of Montreal where artists design T-shirts, and 100% of their proceeds go to a charity of the artist's choice. So Ra Ra Riot have actually chosen the John Ryan Pike Memorial Fund, which is Mr. Ratcliffe?
The band's drummer, John Ryan Pike, actually disappeared after one of their shows. I think it was back in June of 2007. And they couldn't find him. They found his body, I think, the next day, and he'd actually drowned. So this benefits his memorial fund. So something really, really close to the band's, close to home, I guess. It hits close to home. So all sales of the T-shirt commemorate John and raise money for the foundation, which is set up in his name. And the foundation provides public access to musical instruments and helps to facilitate a creative and collaborative learning environment for musicians. So I think that's really cool. It's a very tragic story, but something kind of cool that's come out of it. So
yeah, a positive bent on a tragic story. Yeah. Definitely.
And it's a cool T-shirt too. And I think they're $25.
Yeah.
Yellowbirdproject.org maybe. Or google.com, that solves all of those types of problems.
You know what, so just ask the Oracle and it will come up with the goods.
Exactly. Before that, we had Matt and Kim.
We really heart Matt and Kim. I haven't seen them live. I've heard they're wicked live.
High energy.
Yeah, high energy. They're a duo from Brooklyn, New York, and they formed in 2004. The Matt Johnson is the vocals and keyboardist, and Kim is also drum and vocals, so they take turns in singing.
Yeah. And recently, they've joined the fight to help youth homelessness, and they've put a pretty cool backstage video online. And every time someone views this video, $1 goes to the fight against youth homelessness. So pretty cool. You know what I think we should do? We should probably post this video on our Facebook page.
We should.
Let's do that.
We should. And you know what? We need to actually change the Facebook thing on CITR. I will do it next week because it goes to a different Are You Aware, the organization, and not the radio station.
All right, well, look up Are You Aware, music that has something to say on Facebook.
Yep.
We're going to post this video, and every time one of you guys out there views it, $1 will go to help fight youth homelessness, which I think it's pretty cool.
It's so very cool, and I'm sure you can, if you want, in the meantime, while you're waiting for us to put it up on Facebook, which won't happen tonight because we're going the Agra Lights.
Again, Google it.
Google it and do it.
Yeah.
Please.
And something else we want to talk about that's happening locally right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. March 20th, No One is Illegal. So it's actually a march. So No One is Illegal. Vancouver Coast Salish Territories invite you to join them in a march to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Racism and show local communities collective strength in challenging racism. So Canadian multiculturalism is not enough. So this local march is happening March 20th at 2 p.m. And you can meet at the Waterfront SkyTrain station downtown Vancouver if you want to be involved in this.
And this is actually the day before the march is happening on March 20th. It's a bit confusing with all the marches. God, I'm so goofy sometimes. March 21st is actually the International Day for the Elimination of Racism. This actually marks the anniversary of the 1960 Sharpeville Massacre in South Africa, where police opened fire on hundreds of South Africans protesting against apartheid's passbook laws, killing 67 and wounding 186. So a pivotal, as we all know, unfortunately, South Africa's had a pretty dismal history with their race relations and oppression and so forth, but they have been moving forward. So it's pretty cool that they. It's important to remember this stuff.
For sure.
And so, hence the Elimination of Racism Day.
Yeah. So again, if you want to get involved, March 20th to confront racism, while celebrating dignity, strength, and the resilience of our communities. And their goals are to end individual and institutional racism, racial violence, and racial profiling. Stop the theft of Indigenous lands. End all racist wars and occupations, stop imprisonments and deportations, living wages, health care, education, and housing for all. So check out the website, www.noneisillegal.org, for more info.
And we'll be plugging it leading up to March
20th. Close to the date, yeah.
Yes, definitely. So,
and now we've got a great track.
We have
up.
From my hometown, actually.
Wow.
John Butler Trio. They're huge in Australia. You've probably heard of them. Some of you would have heard of them over here. They're a roots jam band, and there's three of them. They formed in 1998. John Butler Trio are definitely a band that have a social justice message. A lot of their songs are around environmental issues, in Aboriginal, Indigenous issues, or just social justice stuff and rising up against the man, so to speak. The newest album, which was released in 2010, is called April Uprising, and it's their fifth studio album. The actual name of the album came from when John Butler appeared on a documentary series called Who Do You Think You Are, which is looking, sort of tracking your heritage, famous people. I think they'd have one in America as well, where famous people track, you know, where they're from and actually go to the places where they're from. So he journeyed to Bulgaria to find information about his ancestors. And the 1876 April Uprising was an important event in Bulgarian history. We're all about the history, love, tonight.
Yeah, a lot of history flying at you.
Yep. Are you aware?
It's all about learning.
It's all about learning and having fun,
yes.
And grooving.
So let's play some tunes.
Yep, we should do it. This is John Butler Trio with his most recent CD from last year, Revolution, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
address is 290 Port Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
When the hour is late and all is lost to find nothing more than a song can find its way out tonight to find.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was a pretty dreamy track.
It was. I feel very ethereal.
Yeah, kind of. That was Azur Ray with In the Fog from their latest album that was just released called Drawing Down the Moon. They're an American dream pop duo is what they're calling themselves.
Dream pop. Oh my gosh, I've never heard of that before in my
dreamy.
Life.
Dreamy pop music, consisting of Maria Taylor and Orenda Fink. They met actually when they were quite young, at age 15, at the Alabama School of Fine Arts. Azur Ray, as a band, they've got a number of albums. They've been around for a while, but they also have numerous side projects themselves. And recently, they've contributed to charities that have benefited the situation in Haiti. So, giving back a little bit.
And it was January that was the year anniversary, wasn't it?
January, I think, what was it, January 14th, maybe. Yeah, I might be wrong, but it was the 1 year anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti. So 1 year anniversary just passed. And then before that, we had Xavier Rudd with Breeze, a great song, off his latest album, Kunyam Sun.
Yeah, and he's an Australian singer and songwriter, and he plays not only guitar, harmonica, didgeridoo, which is an indigenous Aboriginal Australian instrument, banjo, and lap steel.
Yeah, and we actually were lucky enough to have him on the show. God, when was that? In July, I think?
Yeah,
so about, 6 months ago or so. Pretty cool guy to actually get to sit down with and have a conversation. A lot of his songs actually incorporate socially conscious themes, such as environmentalism and the rights of Aboriginal people. So sitting down with him and having him on our show was a perfect fit for kind of what Are You Aware we are doing here on the radio show, which is, playing bands that have social conscious themes. So it was really nice to sit down with him and have him on the program. We've got one more song.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Well, you take it away. You All know right. what you're talking about
so,
with these guys.
So we've got one more track left for tonight. It's a band that are hailing from the great Pacific Northwest. They're called the Alvins. They were officially formed in January of 2010, so about a year ago, by longtime friends John Hitt, Shane Blem, Kevin Youngkiss, and Brian Henry. And they've just completed their first full-length self-produced album. They're very energetic, guitar-based rock and roll, and they're actually just getting back out there and starting to perform. So they're going to be playing in Seattle on February 26th with Arkansas and the River Bandits at the historic Central Saloon in Pioneer Square. Pretty historic venue that a lot of great bands have played at. It was established in 1882, and it's actually Seattle's oldest bar. So it'll be $10 at the door, something that you're not going to want to miss. For more info, check out www.centralsaloon.com. And we've got the Alvins' latest single. Here's Tears to Taste on Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
She makes a point when she says, be thankful instead of resentful. Are you better off dead? Stop dragging around with that big sorry frown. Yeah, you should try walking upright. That would be alright. For starters, I guess I might want it. Yeah, you might want it too. But I just can't tell anymore. I just can't tell anymore. I made her nothing that worked. Yeah, everything broke, including me, I suppose. I never finished the porch. Fix that lock on the back door. You know, I know that there ain't no place that we can go to outrun these troubles. I might want it, yeah, you might want it too, but I just can't tell anymore. Can't tell anymore. Another night on the town. It's time we get down on the dance floor. I just wanna feel sexy again. I want you to want me. But he makes her laugh and she bites her lip. He puts his hands on her, but he makes her laugh and she bites her lip. He puts his hands on her. Down on 52nd Street, Lord, this just might bury me. Down on 52nd Street, Lord, this just might bury me. You run away, run away. You run away from your pain. You run away, run away. You run away from today. You run away, run away. You run away from your pain. So sure that I did.
could it be misplaced? Or is it getting in the way? I am trying to hold on to what we have and to forgive and forget. I am trying to hold on to what we have and to forgive and forget. Down on 52nd Street, Lord, this just might bury me. Down on 52nd Street, Lord, this just might bury me. Run away, run away, run away from the pain. Run away, run away, run away from today. Run away, run away, run away from the pain. Run away, run away, run away from today. I know I tried, I did my best, but now my heart has left my chest. It tries to hold you once again. Your arms, I know I cannot hold. My hands by now have long gone cold. We had our time, it's come and gone. Lips I long to feel again, so sweet upon my teary skin, but then without the tears to taste. Down on 52nd Street, Lord, this just might bury me. Down on 52nd Street, Lord, this just might bury me.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bleak on Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for coming by this evening and spending some time with me. I appreciate it. I'm in the pilot seat now, and thanks to Fleur and Christian for their fine program, and they've become good friends. I like to see every week. I always become friends with the people that are on before me and after me. I don't know. There's a certain type of person that CITR CITR gathers. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, certain type of people, very simpatico, and I always get along with them. It's very nice to have friends like these. But enough of that, I guess. This evening, we're going to be kicking it old school again, and there's a reason for that I'll let you know about later. I'm going to be playing it like I did many years ago, starting off in the underground college radio community sort of thing that I've been doing for years and years in two different countries now. But to start everything off tonight, we're going to be playing some Shiyi. We're trying to play a lot of vinyl tonight, too. Shiyi has a fine album out on Holy Darkness Records, and I'm going to hear a track called Devil's Mountain now on Exquisite Corpse Radio.